Thank you for calling. This is William.
Hey, is this Justin?
No, this is not Justin. Can I have your name?
Yeah, this is George. I was calling for Justin Wilson.
Okay, just give me a second. Hi, this is Justin.
Hi, Justin Wilson.
Yes.
Hey, I was calling about the email communication we had about the Wikipedia page.
Absolutely. May I have a name, please?
Yeah, this is George De Silva.
Yeah, I'm sorry I couldn't reply your email earlier. So please go ahead with all the questions you have for me.
Yeah, I was just wondering about, the creation of the Wikipedia page. I was wondering if you can provide just a little more information about it. I know you put everything in the email, but I was just, wondering if we can talk about it.
Sure. So did you go through my email, the detailed email which had everything in it? So if you can open it right now, I could explain you one by one everything that our services are for.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the email right now. You list basic package starting at $999, and then the
Absolutely.
startup package,
And then the professional.
$1,999. I'm sorry?
And then the professional one. There are three packages that we are offered you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Basic, startup,
Yeah.
and professional one. So you can choose among these, whichever suits your requirements and budget.
Okay, what?
I'm saying that you can opt for the one which is in accordance to your requirements and your budget. So the basic package includes the R&D, that's the research and development, that is mandatory for the profile patient. So this is in every package. It also has 3 months free maintenance. So once the page is live, we will be offering 3 months free maintenance, making sure that the page stays in accordance to the Wikipedia guidelines and policy. Because the 3 month period is really important, because the page is in the watch list of the Wikipedia moderators. So the page needs to be updated on daily basis. So that's the reason we offer 3 months free maintenance in the basic package. The startup package includes 6 months free maintenance, three mid-tier articles. So these mid-tier articles are for reference building. So if you know that everything we write on Wikipedia has to be supported with a solid reference. We cannot write just anything on Wikipedia. It has to be supported with the reference, or else the Wikipedia moderators will get that down. They won't let the content uploaded. Are you with me?
Yeah, that's what I'm not sure about. I mean, I didn't know about that. I wasn't quite sure. That's what I was trying to inquire about. So is there any guarantee that you would be able to get a Wikipedia page?
Absolutely. Everything we are committing to you will be given in writing to you. So we will be signing an NDA, that's a non-disclosure agreement contract we sign with all our clients. So everything we are committing will be in writing with you. We not only guarantee getting the page up live, but also guarantee that it would stay up for lifetime, because it's our job to make sure that page stays up for lifetime, because our editor account will be making it live. So our responsibility and our reputation is at stake. So you don't need to worry about that.
So I'm a little confused with the three packages. I mean, why would we go for the professional package? I mean, all we want to do is get like a company listing for our company. Would the basic package suffice
Yeah,
for that?
absolutely. So if you just want the Wikipedia listing, then you can go for the basic package. The professional package comes with many add-ons. You see, the six top-tier articles, that includes articles writing on your business and your soul that will improve the notability on your business online. So this includes that. It includes 3x social media account verification. That's social media account verification. That is the blue tick that appears on the profiles of, you know, famous personalities or celebrities, you can say. So if you don't need these stuff, you don't need the professional one.
And so how do you guys work? Are you guys like auto-confirmed editors, or how do you get the articles on Wikipedia?
Let me explain you. So we have licensed Wikipedia moderators on board with us who write and publish.
I have a really hard time understanding. It's like the audio is kind of dull. You know, I have a really hard time understanding. Can you repeat that?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you a little clearer now. Yeah,
okay.
Thanks.
So we have licensed Wikipedia moderators on board in our team who will be writing the content and will be publishing the content of our clients. So we have everything on board with us. So your article will be written by our team of licensed Wikipedia moderators.
Okay. So would you write the content, the page, or do we write the page, or how does it work?
So once you're on board with us, we will be sending you a brief questionnaire form that you would require to fill in. So that requires very brief details that you need to give in. So that's all we would be needing at your end. The rest will be handled by our research and development team. They will be going through a thorough background research on your business, and we will be evaluating all the articles and references we find online about you. And we will be drafting it into the Wikipedia content, and we'll be handing it over to you within a week for changes and approval. So the draft will be sent to you for changes and approval. If you want anything changed in it, you can let us know. Once you approve it, only then we submit it on Wikipedia and get the profile live.
And then once you submit it, it will still be reviewed by some random moderator, no? Or reviewer.
Could you repeat that question?
Is the subject, after you submit it, isn't the article then subject for another review by another independent reviewer, whoever picks it up?
Okay, so we will be submitting the Wikipedia article and to Wikipedia, and absolutely the review process will be starting. So the Wikipedia official will be reviewing the draft, and it will be reviewed. Once it's reviewed, the basic time span of getting the page reviewed is around 2 to 3 weeks. So once that's reviewed, your page will be live.
Okay. Do you have any references? I mean, I tried to go on your website, but it seems like it didn't let me click on it, or it said it was like an unsafe connection or something. It said like, you know, the warning that you get that it's a phishing site or something. The wiki moderator comes.
Could you repeat that
link
please?
When I click on it, it says privacy error. Your connection is not private.
The privacy
error. Says attackers might be trying to steal your information.
Not at all. That's the first time I'm hearing this from any
person. Oh, really? No. On Google Chrome, when I click on your link, it says privacy error, and it says your connection is not private. Attackers might be trying to steal your information from wikimoderator.com, for example, password messages or credit cards, and then it says back to safety.
So we do not take credit cards over website or something like that. There's a separate payment terminal that is used for taking payments. So that's...
No, I'm not saying that you do. I'm just saying that I'm not clicking on it because it's giving me that warning, you know.
Can,
so I was wondering.
No, you can
do
that. That's not an issue at all. We do not capture any information.
Okay. Do you have, you list some kind of references here?
Okay, references.
These other websites.
Examples, or by references, you mean you want to talk to our clients. That's what you're saying.
What's that? I'm sorry.
No, I'm asking you by references, you mean you want samples or the pages we have published, or you want, are you asking for references as by you mean you want to keep?
No, I'm sorry. You list here are samples of our work for your reference. I would appreciate if you take a look at them. They were created, published, and are maintained by our company. So you guys do the Salesforce page?
Yes, absolutely.
And the Zoho and SAP and all that?
Absolutely, the pages I mentioned in the proposal I sent you, all those were created, published, and are maintained by our company.
Okay.
So I guess you missed that.
I guess my other question is, what does it mean 100% ghost written?
Yeah, so 100% ghost written. Wikipedia is a ghost written service. We cannot come out and open and tell everyone that we have created this page, and or we were paid for creating this page, or else the Wikipedia official will get the profiles down. They won't approve it if we state that we were paid to get the profile likes. So obviously we can't come out and open and tell that we publish the page. So that's the reason it's the ghostwritten service.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, I would be doing this on behalf of my employer. You know, I work for the company, I'm not the company owner, so I would have to get approval from management to do this. I don't know. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I actually found you because you had reached out to my wife's business on her website, and I coincidentally am copied on her inquiries. And then I thought I could use this for our company because I actually created a Wikipedia page. I tried to create an account, got auto-confirmed, and I submitted an article. I found all the web references, you know, to reference each claim and name that I stated in the article. And then it came back after submission, you know, saying that it wasn't sufficiently, you know, that the references provided didn't have enough authority or something, even though
Absolutely.
Those were mentioned in Forbes magazine, Variety magazine. I mean, we've been mentioned. And we've been even been used as a reference for other Wikipedia articles. You know, and so it was kind of comical that they denied our page,
okay.
saying it wasn't authoritative enough. But even though others, they used us as a reference for other existing articles.
Absolutely. Just for my information, did you submit it yourself?
Yeah, and basically, you know, I'm not I don't engage in editing articles. I only edited like the minimum requirement, 10 articles, whatever, to get auto confirmed or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you know, obviously, they probably saw, oh yeah, this guy is only created an account so he can submit his company page, you know. And then they were saying, basically, it looks like you have a stake in the company that you're trying to post because you supposedly not, you shouldn't be affiliated with your post topic that you're trying to post about.
Yes.
And so they were trying to raise some kind of red flags that I was affiliated, which I am, basically, you know, with the company.
Okay.
So I don't know how, you know, I'm just a little skeptical because I know how are.
Let me explain you.
Yeah.
So when you published the article yourself, you had a mature account, not a mature account, you had a new account which had only 10 edits, which are initially required to publish an account, publish your profile on Wikipedia. So obviously it won't be approved as you are not experienced in Wikipedia publishing. There are certain guidelines that needs to be followed, like guidelines and policies of Wikipedia, which obviously you won't be familiar with everything. So that needs to be followed, writing the content. The content needs to be written a neutral tone, that nothing against you or in favor of you has to be written. So there's a neutral tone that needs to be used, which obviously you wouldn't have an idea about, which is not a bad thing because you're not a Wikipedia specialist. So that's nothing to be, that's not a red flag, to be honest, because we will be writing your content. We are Wikipedia experts, and we have been doing this business for a while now. So, and just to give you an overview, background of about us, we have been published and contributed over 5,000 plus Wikipedia profiles, and we have been in this business for almost a decade now. So your profile is in safe hands, so there's nothing to worry about. I can also share some of the editor accounts for your reference. You can see our credibility yourself and decide if you want to do business with us or not. All
okay.
our editors are mature.
Are you guys on Fiverr or something, or do you have another website? Or like I said, I cannot see the website right now. I just like if I present you guys to our company management, you know, they wanna see some kind of credentials or something. You know what I mean? And all I have to show them is a website that says, "Oh, careful, this might be a phishing website." You know, they might say, "Oh, I don't know, do we want to do business with them or not?" I mean, is there something like where you get reviews, customer reviews, or something? Is there some kind of Fiverr profile or Upwork or Fiverr or something like that? You guys have like a profile like that?
Actually, that's the first time I'm hearing from any client that you had problem accessing our website.
Oh, really? Okay. Maybe I got to try on a different browser or something, but it's just like you're saying, it's giving me a warning.
You can try a different browser.
That's weird that it's saying that. I don't know. Let me try. Opening
the website, there's no problem.
Incognito. Yeah, I don't know. Back to safety. It doesn't even let me go on the site. If I click advanced, it says proceed. It gives me an option to proceed, and it says the server could not prove that it is wikimoderator.com. It is security certificate. It is webmail.wikimoderator.com. This may be caused by a misconfiguration or an attacker intercepting its connection. Weird. I clicked on it anyway, so I'm looking at it right now. Moderator. Yeah. Where are you guys located?
New York.
Oh, you guys are in New York? Okay. And as methods of payment, you guys accept credit card, it looks like, yeah.
Payments via debit, credit card, whichever you're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
Just for my information, which package are you interested in, just for my information?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't see why I would go for a professional package. Couldn't we technically just go with the basic package just to get our page up?
Yeah, if you just want the Wikipedia, then you should go for that.
What does the other include? I'm sorry, I missed it. What's the other, the professional package? If you say if you only want Wikipedia,
okay.
What does the professional, what other sites does it include?
So the professional one includes the profile question, lifetime free maintenance, so we will be providing lifetime maintenance to your Wikipedia page. Any updates?
What is it?
Lifetime free maintenance. Like we will be maintaining.
What is that?
We will be maintaining the page for a lifetime. The Wikipedia page, once it's live, we will be protecting it with all sources of vandalism. We won't be letting anyone vandalize your page. So that's what the lifetime free maintenance is for. So your page will be protected for lifetime. In future, if you have any prospects coming, any new thing you want to add on your page, any new stuff, any sections you want to get added, we will be doing that for you. It includes
Okay.
log, so there's a log sign that appears on the Wikipedia profile that is included.
But once the page is approved, anyone can really just edit it, right?
No, that's what I'm telling you. The semi-protection log I'm talking about, this log will not allow anyone to edit your or vandalize your page unless and until you allow them to.
Oh, really? I didn't know there was such protection.
Yes, absolutely, there is. Also, this this package includes Google Knowledge Panel. I hope you're familiar with it. That's the info box that appears on the Google search on the top right-hand side.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we will be creating that for your business. It includes notably enhancement. This includes 6 top-tier articles on your business. So
What is that box called again?
Google Knowledge Panel.
Google Management?
Google Knowledge Panel.
Oh, the Google Knowledge Panel. Yeah. So it's that thing that pops up. Somebody Googles you, right? And
yeah, absolutely, on the right-hand side.
So for the professional package, you get the Google Knowledge Panel as well.
Yes, you get that too. You get Notably Enhancement. That's 6 top tier articles on your business. So this, the more articles, references we have on your business, the more we can write the draft in detail. The more the draft will be lengthy and more good content can be uploaded, and the page could be directed as the way you want. So I also, this would also enhance your notability online, not only on the Wikipedia page. So that's what includes in the professional, and also it includes 3x social media verification. So be it Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, your profiles will be verified. So I hope you're familiar with the verification. That's a blue tick that appears on the profiles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this
we're actually having a problem. Speaking of our Facebook page, we're having a problem with our Facebook page because we can access it, you know, and edit it because we have moderators or editors, but the person, the master account holder, we pass that on to some digital marketing agency, and the person is not there anymore, so we cannot, you know, we don't know how to verify our Facebook account to gain full control of it. Again, so we have an issue with that. I don't know.
And that's Twitter and Instagram.
What's that?
You can go for the other two pages, that is Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, Twitter and Instagram, yeah.
So that's...
what's the social media account verification do in conjunction with Wikipedia? What's the social media for in conjunction with Wikipedia page?
Okay, so...
Or is this independent? It has nothing to do with it.
The reason we offer this with Wikipedia is because it has a great connection with it. So once your profile is live on Wikipedia, it itself gets so much, raises so much credibility to its profile that getting the social media verification is like a cakewalk. So it makes the process really smoother for the social media verification, that we just need to claim the ticks, like we need to contact the officials of the social media handle, and we get the profiles verified.
Okay. And what are those articles you mentioned, the 3 mid-tier articles or top-tier or whatever the professional has?
You will be given a choice of articles posting. Like, you can choose on the article posting you want yourself. Like, you will be given a total list. So you can opt for any 6 or any 3, whichever package you go with.
But are those articles on Wikipedia or on other sites, business profiles, or what? I mean, business directories or something,
online,
or where?
Online credible publication that are verified by Wikipedia. Like Wikipedia allows them to be on Wikipedia platform. They are recognized worldwide.
And you would create those articles on our behalf?
Yes, absolutely. We would be creating those articles with your approval.
Because we have mentions by Variety magazine, Forbes magazine, because our company was acquired by a larger company, and so the acquisition was even mentioned in Yahoo Finance, and you know, so there is some notoriety and some, you know, it had been mentioned by reputable sources, online sources. So I don't know that would be really necessary. It seems like what we
if you
have, you know, the citations that we have across the web should actually be sufficient, I think, to get us in, I would think.
Okay, so if you do not want that, we can omit it. No, not an issue at all.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I would be interested probably in getting the Google Knowledge Panel.
So,
and,
just,
I mean...
Yeah, so, and the social media verification, do you need that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we have social media accounts with hundreds of thousands of followers. I mean, our our Instagram, we have 89,000 or 90,000. Facebook, we have over 200,000 followers.
They're not verified yet.
I'm sorry?
They are not verified yet. With all these followers, it's still not verified?
I don't know. And then Twitter... We have a few thousand, like, I don't know, probably another 80,000 or something like that. You know, I don't know what you mean by verified. Is this this blue tick thing that you're saying? Is that a company who verifies?
Absolutely, it's the blue tick I'm talking about.
So is that a third-party company that verifies your social account? Is that it?
Not so. We will be getting your social media accounts verified by contacting the official once your profile is live.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
but that's only...
a great
okay.
thing to be
Go
honest.
Ahead.
It's a great thing to be honest, the social media verification, because it will not allow anyone to copy your name, or like there are brands and individuals who try to defame the brand by using your name. With the blue tick, it cancels all that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So I think I have enough information now to pass this on to our management. Like I said, we would like to get the page somehow on Wikipedia.
Perfect.
But I don't know. I would have to get back to you. You know, I don't know if they're going to go with it or not. Like I said, the more credible, like, information I have about your company, I saw the website, you know, but I was wondering if there's any reviews or anything by actual users. Do you have any reviews by any chance that I could show them? Or?
Sure, I'll share everything that I have with me, and you can decide.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. So any kind of, like, online references that you have for your services, I mean, that'd be really helpful, you know, in convincing my management to go with the package. And, and then once you send that, you know, I would have to probably get in touch with you again to further clarify, you know, whether it would make sense to get a professional, you know, or the mid-tier package versus the entry-level package. Because, I mean, at this point, all we want is to get the page up, you know, to get it going. I will appreciate all your help.
Absolutely. I will be sending you everything we have on us, and I will also be showing you something you can view, and it won't be having any problem you accessing the websites.
Sounds good. Yeah, I was able to get on it. I just clicked through on it, you know, and I was able to see it. But yeah, no, thanks for all the info. I'll be looking out for the information you're going to forward, and then I'll be in touch with you. Maybe tomorrow, maybe the day after tomorrow. But I'll look forward to receiving that information.
I'll follow up with you tomorrow then.
Sounds good. Thank you, Justin. Have a good night. Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.